Joined on the line right now by Derek Whibley, lead singer of Sum 41. How you doing, Derek?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. You getting all geared up? We got, about a week left before the tour kicks off?
Yeah. We got a couple days here at home, sort of get ready.
It's going to be, I guess it's going to be pretty crazy, eh? You got, if I counted right, 14 shows in like 18 days across the country. It's going to be a little jet-lagged, I think, eh?
I think it's, we're kind of used to that whole thing. It's sort of, that's how tour is.
Right. It brings up something actually interesting. I was reading, and Wikipedia is what it is, but it said something like, you guys often are playing like 300 shows in a year. Is that even possible?
I don't think that's something that we do every year. I think that happened maybe very early on. But those Wikipedia things, they sort of just stick with you forever.
Right. Well, yeah. If you kept up a pace of 14 shows in 18 days on a regular basis, you'd probably hit 300, no problem.
We do quite a few shows a year. That's definitely true. I don't know how many it is, but, it's a lot.
I want to take a bit of a look back, too, before we start talking a little bit about the upcoming Sudbury show with The Offspring on the 16th of November. That's, next Saturday. But you guys have been at this now, 23 years? Is that right? 96 is when you guys kind of officially began?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we were a high school band. We started the 10th grade, 96. And we're still doing this, we're still the same band.
Is there any kind of moment over that 23 years that this just sticks out to you? This is the kind of the biggest moment of our career.
No, I don't really, I never really look at it like that. When you're doing what you do, you're always like looking forward. You're always working on something new. There's always something ahead to think about. So rarely do we really stop and say something about the present or the past.
So I guess that's maybe a little bit about how you guys stay motivated, right? If you're not thinking about, we've been doing this for 23 years, it's easy to kind of stay motivated, just keep going, right?
Yeah, every record just feels like it's a brand new record, like it's the first record. We always feel like we're a new band on every record, and we approach it the same way, because that's just how it feels. So you're always trying to prove yourself. I think it actually feels like it gets harder the longer you've been around. So you need to focus more and work harder on the new stuff, because people always say, Ice-T told me one time, the only thing harder than be in the Mac is stay in the Mac. And it's true.
Right. With that, is part of that pressure, part of what makes it difficult, the pressure to kind of maintain the level that you guys caught on with so early in your career? Does that ever creep in?
I think the thing that we've noticed with our career is that everything keeps getting bigger and better. So we're always trying to see how far we can take it and where it's going to go on the next one. It's never been an issue of like trying to maintain. It's like, how far can we push it?
I want to kind of go a couple of years back, and I've seen a couple interviews that you did, and talking about when you came out of the hospital and you had that health scare, you had to kind of relearn all the instruments that you could play. Was there ever a point in that you went, man, I'm just going to go be a cashier somewhere. This is too much.
No, absolutely not. Never.
No.
That was the thing that motivated me so much to get better was that this is all I wanted to do. And I wasn't going to let it just disappear.
Is there anything else that you're good at that you could have gone and done?
Probably not.
When you do something for so long, right?
So. I have no idea. There's nothing else that I would like to do or know that I can do.
Right. And that must be the motivation in and of itself, right? It's like, if I don't do this, what the hell am I going to do?
Yeah, I never really had those thoughts of, like, what would I do or what if this doesn't work? It was just always, I will get better. It's the one and only time I think in my life where I felt like I had to have faith, and just believe in something that didn't seem like it could be possible. Just something that, believe in the unknown, really.
Right. So obviously something like that changes your whole life outlook, I'm imagining, right?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I don't really think about these things. It's just sort of like the music thing. I just push forward. I don't really sit in back and look at, what does it mean and how am I going to be different now? I just do what I do. But I guarantee all of this stuff has an effect on, how you move forward.
Sure, yeah, no, fair enough. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming show in Sudbury first. So this is like only the fourth show, I think, into your tour that's starting out on the East Coast on the 12th in Halifax, I believe. What can be expected here? You and The Offspring kind of co-headlining this. Is it going to alternate who's ending the show every night? What can people expect coming to this one?
No, I think, it'll be Offspring's going to go on after us. I don't know. We haven't really got into it yet, so it's hard to sort of describe what it's going to be like. But, you know, I think the whole idea of the show is that you're going to know, hopefully everyone's going to know a lot of the songs from both bands.
Yeah, I think they will.
I don't think we're all going to be playing deep cuts. You know, it's going to be songs that everyone knows, and it's going to be a fun night. High energy. You know, I've seen The Offspring a bunch of times. They have such a great set list, and, you know, we do our best and play the songs that we hope people are going
to
know.
Yeah. That was going to be the next question then. So this isn't going to be like you're not doing your entire, you know, new album Order and Decline from start to finish. This is going to be the kind of the greatest hits that you guys have ever released kind of deal.
It's going to be a lot of that. We're going to probably play a few new songs because it is a brand new record. But, you know, mostly it's going to be songs that everyone knows.
Cool. I do want to comment on the new record a little bit. The song Never There, I think that and War off your last album, 13 Voices, I think are two of the best songs that you guys have ever put together and ever written. And I don't know if you guys necessarily get the credit for the ballads. I mean, everyone knows, you know, the Fat Lips and the In Too Deeps and that kind of stuff. But I think your ballads are a little bit underrated. Do you ever get that feeling, or is it a song for you and you just kind of write what you feel at the time?
I mean, I always just write what I feel at the time. And as far as it, you know, the attention that it gets or doesn't get, I mean, that's just sort of out of our hands, and I just don't really think about it. I mean, at the end of the day, you want everything that you put out to get attention, right? So, of course, I would love for them to have some kind of recognition, but sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But you have no control over it, and I don't really, you know, try to put too much emphasis on that because I can't control it, you know.
Right. Do you have a preference on writing style, writing the fast, hard, straight-ahead rock songs versus the ballads, or is it a mood thing?
It's definitely a mood thing, and I go in phases. Sometimes I'll write only fast songs or heavy songs, and then I get into a phase where I'm only writing slow songs for a while, and then I just pick the best of, you know, all those kind of different styles of music, I guess, at the end.
Right, and that's what makes the record, right?
Yeah, usually.
I want to go back. So one of your most successful albums of all time, and one of my favorites from start to finish, was Chuck. And the story that I'd heard, and you've probably gotten asked this a million times, but I'd love for you to share it if you don't mind. The name of the album came from a soldier saving your life in the Congo, right?
Yeah. He was a UN soldier who, we were over in the Congo to shoot a documentary on the effects of the Civil War, and there had been a ceasefire for about a year and a half. But, you know, in typical Sum 41 fashion, when we get there, the war starts back up, and we get caught in the middle of it. And we just happen to be in the same facility with one soldier from the UN, and he saved us and 40 other people. It was over a course of, like, 3 days, so it wasn't just a quick, you know, kind of get us out of there. We were stuck in it. And, you know, he just kept moving us around because the hotel that we were in, I mean, if you could call it a hotel, it was kind of just like a series of, you know, sort of huts and rooms and stuff like that. It was just getting hit with so much stray fire and mortar rounds and RPGs and stuff like that. And finally he got armored tanks to come in after, you know, a couple of days, and the UN came in and got us out in two armored tanks.
Yeah, have you ever stayed in touch with him after naming the album after him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's got a few platinum records hanging on as well.
Sweet. That's awesome. You know, the very first time I heard that story, it sounds almost, you know, unreal, right? Made up, but obviously you almost can't make something like that up at the same time. It's nuts.
No, you can't. And the good thing is there's a documentary about it.
Right.
You can see it on YouTube.
I was going to ask if it's available anywhere. So I'm guessing just Sum 41 documentary probably brings it up, eh? Or Congo documentary?
Congo, yeah. Just Sum 41 Congo. It'll come up.
Sweet. Kind of going to shift gears here for a second, but you've gone through the health scares and the sobriety stuff, and, you know, it's kind of a big issue in the Northern Ontario region where I am. Do you have any advice for people going through a struggling of sobriety? And do you have anything that you could pass along, advice or tidbits to someone who, you know, is trying to stay sober or wanting to get sober?
You know, I think it's really hard to give advice because it's so individual and everybody's so different. And what works for some people doesn't work for other people. I think the biggest thing that I found is that I was doing things at the beginning that people kept telling me to do. I was taking the advice of other people, and I didn't find that it was working for me until I found things that did work for me. So sometimes AA works for some people, sometimes it doesn't. For me, it didn't. But for some people, it does. So I think you just have to go through all the different things and find what helps, you know, and what works. Because there are programs out there that can help people, and sometimes they don't. So I think it's just a feeling. You'll kind of know if something's working for you or not, you know?
Right, trial and error, and try not to get discouraged about it.
Exactly.
I did put the question, the topic out there that I was going to be interviewing today to some people on social media. I got a couple of questions from some fans. If you don't mind, I'll just give you know two of the ones
sure.
that came to mind. Paul on Facebook asked if you have a biggest musical regret, even that, and I guess that could be something that you regret writing or not putting on the album or not being a part of that you turned down, anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's always like some things that you sort of think back and maybe would have done it differently. I think. The song In Too Deep, there was a different intro to that song that we recorded. It's the way we play it live was the way we thought we were going to put it on the record. And then we had another version, which is the version that everyone knows. And we didn't really know which one to go with at the time, and we went with the one that everyone knows. But after a while, we started regretting. We wished that we had gone with the intro that we play live now, which is sort of like just, it's the riff that comes after the chorus, the first chorus. And it was the thing that started off the song originally, and I wish we would have done that. But, you know, it is what it is.
The song caught on, so I think you can live with it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we still play it. We play it live the way we always intended it to be, I guess. You know,
right.
So we still play it that way.
The second question is from Ken. Now, this is a bit of a throwback, and see if you can remember this happening. And he said back in, like, 1998, he was in British Columbia, and you had gotten on a bus. I guess you were going from maybe Vancouver to Toronto or something on a bus that broke down, and you guys ended up somehow playing like hockey outside at like 2 o'clock in the morning or something. Do you remember that? Is there a story behind that?
That might be confused with another band.
Hey, maybe. That, maybe.
Like I mean, unless I wasn't playing hockey, I mean, I don't remember any of that.
I guess it's something you probably remember, right?
Oh, definitely. I have a pretty good memory for all the craziness. But yeah, that doesn't sound like us.
Okay, so just real quick, we'll wrap it all up. Saturday, November the 16th in Sudbury is Sum 41 and The Offspring on one what's going to be one heck of a tour and a very busy tour for you guys. Wish you all the best. Is there anything that you want to say about the show or to the fans, anybody that might be coming down to see you?
Well, I think we're just really excited to be doing a Canadian tour because we haven't done one in quite a while now. It's been about 6 years. So, you know, we're really excited about this tour.
Right on. Well, hopefully, I'm sure it's going to be a packed arena. I mean, Sum 41 and The Offspring on a bill together, how can it not be you know, packed to the brim? So, you know, good luck on the
well,
whole good luck on the whole tour. And I know it gets kicked off in Halifax on the 12th, and then you're here in Ontario in Sudbury on the 16th. So, best of luck on the tour.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you very much.